You know, the federal government has been giving Fortune 500 government contracts, Fortune 500 companies, government contracts that were, hey man, they were supposed to go to small businesses. The Small Business League is pretty pissed off about this. They're just not getting their fair shake. They got a president. His name is Lloyd Chapman. He joins us right now on the Ed Schultz Show. Lloyd, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Ed. How you doing? Thanks for having me on your show.
What is happening here? How come you're not getting the deals? What's going on?
Well, not good, Ed. There was a hearing a few weeks ago in the House Small Business Committee. The chief witness was a Republican lobbyist. And then just a few days later, a bill was proposed called the Small Business Fairness and Contracting Act that does not have a provision to stop Fortune 500 corporations from continuing to get contracts under existing contracts. It's got some good provisions in it. For example, it has a provision that requires people to what's called recertify, which means confirm that they are small businesses on new contracts, but it does not contain the provision that would prevent hundreds of Fortune 1000 companies from continuing to get federal small business contracts under the thousands of existing contracts. We're very unhappy about that. It's going to be voted on either today or tomorrow in the House. And I'd like to encourage all your listeners to get on the phone, call their congressman, and tell them that they want Fortune 1000 companies out of America's small business contracting program.
Now, the House is set to vote on this bill that's going to extend the contracts with the Fortune 500 companies for the next 5 years, which would screw you guys.
Exactly. Our research shows that it's around $200 million a day, over $1 billion a week, and if this law passes in its current form, it's going to divert probably somewhere around $300 billion in federal contracts that should go to small businesses, the companies that your listeners work for, the companies where most Americans work. It's going to divert those funds to Fortune 500 corporations that are shipping jobs overseas.
So all this garbage about we're helping small businesses in America. Look, if you are an operator and you want a federal government contract, you better have some resources. That's what it comes down to. You, being a small dude, your chances of getting it are slim and none.
Well, with this new policy, yeah. Under the way the law is supposed to be implemented is that small businesses are supposed to have an opportunity to compete for federal purchases. A lot of people don't realize the government, most of their orders they place on a daily basis are probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,000. And clearly, you know, small business can handle that. But it's a federal law that says a minimum of 23% of the total value of all federal contracts and subcontracts should go to small businesses, the companies where most Americans work. And it's not happening because the Bush administration has adopted a number of policies that have diverted these contracts to big companies, just which coincidentally happen to be some of the major contributors of the Republican Party. And they got a new SBA administrator named Stephen Preston about 4 or 5 months ago. And within just a few months, Preston came out with a policy to help large businesses get small business contracts. And I was right in the middle of an investigative report with CBS. And we had done some research that showed that over half of all the money went to big companies. And right in the middle of our research, the SBA pulled all the numbers off the government's database that you can use to show who's a small business and who's a large business. So clearly, the Bush administration is trying to cover this up.
So you want listeners to contact their representatives and make sure that this vote in the House does not extend the contracts with the Fortune 500 companies over the next 5 years, and that they would support small businesses having a fair shake at getting government deals.
Absolutely. It's called H.R. 1873, the Small Business Fairness and Contracting Act. I suspect it's going to go ahead and pass through the House in the next day or two. Then it's up to John Kerry. So people should call John Kerry and tell him that we want Fortune 500 companies out of the America's Small Business Contracting Program. And I have to thank you again, Ed. You know, I was on your show a few weeks ago, and we were talking about CNN pulling that story.
Oh, that was about 6 months ago, wasn't it?
Oh,
well, maybe not.
It was. But anyway, they finally ran it based upon you and I talking about it on the air. And, of course, they cut any footage about me. But what it did do, it created a little bit of a firestorm around the country with the government and government contractors. And within, I will say, 3 or 4 weeks of that story running, we started to hear government contractors having training with their procurement people about small businesses and the need to work with small businesses. So thank you so much for helping us get that story on the air, because it made a big, big difference. I got hundreds of emails from people after I did your show the last time, so it really helped get the word out there. And
well, we're going to talk more about it. Lloyd Chapman, I appreciate your time. We'll continue on. President of the Small Business League. We're right back where America comes to talk, The Ed Schultz Show.